What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I Seem Fun, episode 189. Oh, this is me in Brooklyn, back alone on the solo podcast, and nobody calls you on the phone. Don't you feel like a podcast? Don't you feel like a podcast? Don't you feel where I am, honey? Come on, listen to me. Woo! When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but your iPod or iPhone, don't you feel like listening? Or whatever you use, an Android, don't you feel like listening? Don't you feel like listening? Come on, come on, I Seem Fun. Ooh, oh, nothing could be sadder than a glass of wine alone. See, come on, take my hand, baby, won't you listen to me? Oh, yeah, when you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, there's no one. Don't you feel like a podcast? Don't you feel, oh, fade out, everybody. Oh, do you guys remember that episode of the Brady Bunch when Davy Jones came to town? I know I've talked about this, and I'm sure comedians have said this. Every sitcom eventually has a famous heartthrob come to town, and there's always a recording studio right in the suburbs. I mean, never, don't go to Capitol Records. Well, I don't know if they don't have a recording studio. Don't go to whatever. Go to wherever the, where do the Bradys live? Did they ever say Ohio? Don't email me. I actually really don't care. Don't you feel like a cry to me? Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I've been on a singing kick. I know you're like, you can't sing. I'm gonna take some lessons. Because I went to karaoke where they have a piano and you sing and it was so fun. And I don't have a terrible voice. There's some songs I sing really, really well and you wouldn't know that I'm a terrible singer. I think that song was in Dirty Dancing. I could be wrong, but it's Solomon Burke, Cry to Me. I thought it'd be good lyrics because I thought that there's nothing sadder than a glass of wine alone. And I get a lot of emails from I Seem Fun listeners who say they like to listen to the podcast with a glass of wine. So I thought, here's for you, I Seem Funners. Listening to podcasts is really a solo endeavor, isn't it? You put your headphones on. I thought that'd be a good one. So here I am in Brooklyn. Hang on a sec. Okay. Oh my God. You know, I'm so tempted to talk about politics, but I'm recording this like 10 days early and yada, yada. I just want to say this. Here are my thoughts. Would everybody stop saying, I've lost faith. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to happen. I have learned that evidence is not, that intelligence is not evidence. And I know it sucks, but they've got to build a case, but it's going faster than you think. And it's happening behind the scenes. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I got people on the inside and oh yeah, people, Bernie owes $10 million for some unknown foreign contributions. And he is being looked at, perhaps not by the FBI. And don't you deny, I remember I told you, when are you guys going to believe me? And you saw Comey's testimony, he's an honest man. Oh, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. I'm doing the I'm right dance. And they did hack the voting machines. I said that, I said that. I talked about Diebold. I said it since 2004. They've been planning this a long time. You know what? And I always thought, how did they let Barack Obama become president? I believe that that was the grand scheme of things. They were like, we're not going to fuck with the elections. Everybody, even conservatives, are mad at George W. The economy is a poo-poo. We're at war. We don't have Bin Laden. Let's just let a black guy win. And then we'll obstruct everything he does. And then we'll tell everyone that they'll either hate him because he's more successful than them. These are the ignorant white people I'm talking about. Or they'll hate him because they think he didn't do a good job. And then they'll go, oh, see, no politician is good. And they were planning it. They're like, oh, have your fun, liberals. Have your fun. Have your fun, centrists. Have your fun. Sure. There'll be new people that can get swayed by Bernie and Jill Stein. There'll be newbies. We'll get them. We'll separate the left. The right will fall in line with whatever happens. Let's do this. Trump has needed to pay us back for a long time. Anyway, so I'm enjoying watching. I mean, it's in my, like, at my job, like, we went and sat in the writer's room with the TV on, like, watching Comey, like, we were watching the moon landing. It was just, and when he said, Lordy, I hope there's tapes. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I watched Jeff Sessions today. I can't look at that man. He looks like he has a slave somewhere. You know that look. You know that look, that I have a slave somewhere look. I just don't like him. It's like I can see his ancestry in his eyes. Do you know what I mean? Oh, my God. I mean, he said this, and it's like you have to know what you're not listening to. Does that make sense? So he says, "This is, you swear the whole truth, nothing but the truth." He goes, yeah, and he goes, you know, I'll say things to the best of my ability that the good Lord gave me, or something like that. It's like, but don't bring God in this. Don't mess. God ain't part of this lie. God ain't no liar. So it was kind of this thing where he was saying, like, yeah, to the best of my ability. It's like, well, then when you say that, you can say whatever you want after. But if you guys don't know anything about this, read up on the Mayflower meeting. That was when it all happened. The thing about that meeting was there was supposed to be another event, and Trump canceled it to do this very smaller event in a smaller event room at the Mayflower Hotel. And the reason he said he canceled the other event was because that room was too small. Well, no, it was bigger. And he went to a smaller room at the Mayflower. And Kislyak and all those rushy Russians were there. And Sessions was like, I don't remember if they were there. And people were like, yeah, you do. Because like, it would be like if you, I don't know, you went to a 50th wedding anniversary for someone in your family, and they're like, were your cousins there? And you're like, I think so. I'm not sure. It's like, you know, they're there. It's not a great analogy. Oh, Jen's analogy really brought it home. But I don't want to talk politics because it moves too fast and too furious. But I will tell you this. If you're going to go down the ship with Trump, I can't help you. You have something wrong with you. If you are a Bernster, and you're acting like right-wingers again. I thought, when are you guys going to stop? They don't believe the Russia thing either. Guys, it's propaganda. They want, because it doesn't fit their narrative that Bernie would have won. No, he wouldn't have. Oh, yeah, the Jewish socialist. Oh, yeah, he would have won. No, the Republicans wouldn't have torn him a new asshole. Is you crazy? Listen, I want the world to be run by Jewish socialists, please. Just not Bernie. Right? Now you know how I feel. We go, I want women to run the world, just not Hillary. Well, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about Bernie. I don't want to be pointed at anymore. I'm going to get his finger, going to poke my eye out through the TV. Ow. Anyway, that's my political rant for today. Okay? But I hate when people are like, all your tweet about is this. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did Russia take over our country? I didn't realize there was something more interesting to tweet about. Should I talk about your balls or your dick or whatever you talk about? Whatever. Are there enough TV shows about white guys who don't know what they're doing with their life? You can watch that. Watch something like that. You want to see my Twitter. I don't want to see your Twitter. Ugh. All right. Oh my God, it's the night before my period. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The tampons were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that some uterus shedding soon would be there. There's not even a mouse here because they're like, get away from the crazy bitch. Anyways, that seems so done before. I'm not ripping off anyone's material, but doesn't that period all through the house thing seem like I couldn't have just made that up? Am I that brilliant? I'm not in a bad mood. I have that other kind of PMS. I call it time to black snake moan myself. Again, a movie I always reference. I've never seen it. Christina Ricci is anorexic looking and blonde. And is it not? Oh, I'm being racist. Samuel Jackson. No, Morgan Freeman chains her to a radiator to stop her from like having sex with everyone and drinking. That's not what I'm doing, I'm saying. But I call it when I make myself stay inside because I don't know how I'm going to react to anything. I blacked snake moan myself. So I'm home tonight. I wanted to get up tomorrow morning at 6:30 and go to yoga. I have a ton of energy. I always get this way the night before PMS. Now, sometimes it's a night when I cry and cry and cry. Don't you feel like crying? And I don't. You know, I'll just cry over anything. Like last time I had PMS, I was crying because I do think Donald Trump has dementia. And it's look, I don't care who it is. It's sad to see an old man who's sick and wanders off. And maybe because I think of my own dad and I go, oh, it's going to happen to him. And, you know, it's probably that. But I was like, you know, you just start crying for no reason. This month, I'm like, boo, hyper as all hell. And I'm afraid if I go out, it'll be like, everybody, there it is, you know, and I'll be like, just one drink and a little bit of food. And then it'll be like five plates of nachos later, like a bottle of wine, like, woo, I'm going to go to yoga at 6:30. No, seriously. And it's 2 a.m., you know. So I just need to sequester myself and I'll take a Benadryl later and just drink a lot of water. Whew. I'm out of breath. Please hold. So, let's do some business. Let's do some business. So as y'all know, I'm going on tour. Now, Toronto, someone told me that Canadians don't really use Twitter a lot. Is that true? And you know who told me that? Is a Canadian comedian. Canadian comedian. I forget his name and I feel like a dick for it because he was lovely. I was doing a podcast with him a while ago. Oh, whatever. Who cares? So anyway, he was saying that when he advertises his shows, like, around Canada on Twitter, it doesn't get a good response, but other social media things do. So I was like, interesting. So I know I have a lot of Toronto listeners. So I'm in the Just for Laughs 42 Toronto Festival. And I didn't do it last year because I was doing my own show in Toronto that year. And it's a conflict when you have to advertise other things. So here's how it works. And it's really strange. And it's sort of like a popularity contest. And it's like every comedian's worst nightmare. Individual, you can buy passes to the whole festival. Or you can buy individual tickets to my shows. So Toronto, so you just go to my website, jenkirkman.com, and you click on those Toronto dates, right? Or you can go to, Jen, why would I have this ready? Why would I have this ready? What, am I turning over a new leaf suddenly? I printed out what I wanted to talk about today. I used the printer at work. Oh my God. Hang on 1 second. I have to return an email. Hey. Hang on. Hang on 1 second. When you're on the... Sorry, I just have to return these really quick. I can do the 28th at 2 p.m., no problem. Or Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Okay, sorry, guys. I really had to return that email. Don't you feel a crying? Come on. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, I was looking up Toronto. Oh, my God. Yeah, no wonder people might not come to the show because I fucking... Shut up, Jen. Shut up. This is why you love I Seem Fun. If you're new, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I'm not gonna beg for you to understand anymore. Why won't my notes section open? All right. Here are my dates in Toronto. So I'm doing two shows. And it's part of my all new material girl tour because you guys saw my book tour last year, so you're gonna get the all new material this time. Let's say 80% new material, so you don't scream at me if you see something you saw before. Because it is a festival, so it's a lot of new people. You're gonna make them happy. All right, Toronto. Okay, so September 28th, I'll be in Toronto. The show is at, if the website could load slower, this would be, imagine if it goes any slower, I'm just going to cancel the show because I don't know how I'm going to get the word out if the website is like dial-up. Okay. September 28th at the Royal Theater, 7 p.m. It says seats available when I go on the website. That's fucking depressing. So you can go to jfl42.com/act/Jen-Kirkman. If that's too much for you, just go to jenkirkman.com, click tour dates. Then September 30th at 12:45 p.m., I Seem Fun taping at the Second City. And then that night, 8:45 p.m., I'll be at the Royal Theater. So here's how it goes. If you buy now, they keep adding shows and I get paid more. If you don't, then I'm a loser who's the only one who doesn't have shows added. And I'm already not on the flyer, even though I've been doing comedy forever. And there's new people on the flyer that haven't been doing it as long, but they're the hot new thing and everyone loves them. And they sell out 1,000-seat theaters the minute their tickets go on sale. And I'm a fucking bloody heeled road dog comic. And I'm an old lady now. I'm not the new thing. I got to persevere. You win the race by never quitting. These people will quit someday. I'm never gonna quit. But I didn't ever get mine. I didn't get my big, huge bump into thousand-seat theaters, except the Wilbur Theater in Boston, which is 700 seats sold. So I don't think that you should wait that long to get tickets for that. Boston and Rhode Island, Connecticut, I know it's a weeknight, but I'm not coming to any of those areas at all in the next year. So please come. Some woman was complaining, I'm child-free and in my 40s. Hook me up. I can't come Wednesday. Add a show somewhere else. It's like, that's not how tours work. If it's a weekend, you have a wedding to go to. There's a fucking Red Sox game. There's a Celtics game. There's I'm a waitress. I work Saturday nights. Like, listen, there's no good night for everybody. But Wednesday night, the show is at like 7:30. You work in Boston. You get a little apps and a margarita, and you go to the fucking show, and you're home by 9:30. So you know in advance you're going to stay up a little later than normal. But you know you're going to play Bejeweled Blitz in bed until 1 a.m. anyway. So don't fucking lie to me. Says a woman who's been playing Bejeweled Blitz in bed lately. So, Toronto, please buy now so that I can save face at a festival where I'm already like second billing. Oh my God. No second billing because you're a star now. Oh, Cinderella, they aren't sluts like you. Beautiful garbage, beautiful dresses. Sorry. It's a whole song, assholes. Assholes. I don't like hole. I like whatever Bernie Sanders listens to in his iPod. I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that I ran into Beck in a bathroom because I was making playlists. I'm already making playlists for every city on my tour. And some of the places are getting like special, like New York City is getting special songs about New York City. The Howard Theater in Washington is getting like a special playlist that's based on all the legends that have played there, like Otis Redding, Charlie Parker, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, you know what I'm saying. Did I say Diana Ross? So, Howard Theater, DC is going to be, I think, the wildest show. My crowds in DC, the thing that makes them special over anyone else is that obviously it's a fucking political town and they're plugged in. So they don't need me to dissect politics that they already know, but they like to hear me babbling about it in my opinionated, I don't really know way. And it's not something they're sick of hearing because that's the town. Like, they're probably sick of it because it's the town they live in, but they're not intolerant of it the way that people, you know, like on my Facebook today were like, stop talking about politics. It's like the DC crowds, especially when I've gone to Arlington, Virginia, they have let me riff and make craziness. So I think there's going to be a lot of craziness at my show in DC. So let's get those numbers up. Everybody start buying tickets to my shows. Everything's on sale. I'm not adding any more to anything. JenKirkman.com, click tour dates. We got San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Vancouver, Boston, New York City, Brooklyn. New York City and Brooklyn, I need to sell those out. Like, buy tickets now, please. I'm humiliated that it's not sold out yet. Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Nashville, Asheville, Durham, Atlanta, and Chicago, Detroit, and Minneapolis. I know Detroit, you're like, we're broke here. I get it. Those tickets are on sale now, and I haven't been to Detroit proper in a long time. So please, everybody just get tickets now. Please ask for it as a 4th of July present or a graduation gift or your summer present. Just get it now, please. I get my ticket numbers every week, and sometimes they don't move at all. I want to see them move by the hundreds this week, and I want some cities to sell out. Let's do it. And if you buy tickets to my shows, what if you did this? What if you hashtagged it? I came up with a hashtag, but it might be too long. But let's see, because you don't have to like overly write stuff. Buy tickets to my shows. Take a picture of it. Take a picture of your ticket or take a picture of yourself if you can. And just hashtag it. JK. I put hashtag new material tour JK. That's too much. Do hashtag JK tour 2017. Hashtag JK Tour 2017. How does that sound? And then I will look for that hashtag, and you can at me if you want, but you don't have to. And I will retweet you, and you guys are my best publicists. And I'm sorry if my publicist is listening, but hashtag JKTour 2017. Okay. Also, this sounds like the saddest loser podcast. We just need a little bump. We just need a little bump in every area. Okay, so my podcast used to always be in the top 100, and now it's not even in the top 200. I'm a loser. Am I a ghost? So here's how you get it back up there. You have to go to iTunes, give it 5 stars. You have to subscribe, and you have to write a review. You don't have to do all three. Just do one of them. But the reviews and the 5 stars really helps. If you don't want to write a full review, an earnest one every once in a while would be nice. But if not, you can write, I fired my handyman because he loves Jill Stein. That's what you can write as the review. And you're like, what? So, you know, I don't know if you know, but we did find out that she officially took some money from the Russians. And you're like, no, she didn't. Well, look at that picture of her having dinner with them. Come on. And my handyman voted for her. And he was like attacking me in my own home when he came over on November 1st to hang up my Christmas decorations. And he was like, you're really voting for Hillary? I'm like, yes, I'm trying to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. And I also believe in Hillary. And he was like, but if you want to vote for a woman, Jill Stein's a beautiful woman you can vote for. I go, I'm not voting because she's a woman. I didn't vote for Marine Le Pen. I didn't fly to France and vote for her. I didn't vote for Sarah Palin. I'm voting for her because I think she's the most qualified candidate. And I'm extra excited that she's a woman. If she and a man had the exact same qualifications, they were the exact same, the fact that she's a woman would tip me. I think it's important to have a woman in culture representing at that level. And I'm not voting for a woman because I have a vagina and I'm like, I want the president to be just like me. But it's because there has never been a female president and is very important for culture. Men don't get to accuse us of vagina voting because they've never had the chance to not penis vote. So, anyway, I didn't like the way he was talking to me. He's like, name one reason you don't like Jill Stein. And I was like, I'm not going to get into it. So it's sort of like when you know you're talking to a person in a cult and they're telling me like, name one reason you won't shave your head and put on Nike sneakers. You're like, I can't explain it to you in a way that won't make you just tell me the next cult thing you're going to say. So enjoy. And I'm not hiring him anymore. So this guy who thinks he's a victim of the financial system is not getting his extra couple hundred a year from me. Now, let's say there's 10 of me out there. That's a few thousand a year. That could be a couple months' rent. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, people? When you act like that, you cause your own misery. It's not Wall Street taking your money. It's you. You taking your own money. Wall Street's sitting over there like, I'd love for you to put some of your money into my system. But you're losing money because you're attacking women when you're hanging up their Christmas. What is it called? The green stuff. Garland. Oh, God. The holidays are stressing me out and they're 6 months away. I'm not going to go all crazy this year. I was thinking I might not even decorate because I just have a bad taste in my mouth from last holiday season. It just had such a darkness over it. And I know I'm always like lightness in a time of dark, but it was a sad time last year with everything going on with the election. I put my tree up on fucking November 8th because I was so sure Hillary was going to win. And it was just, you know, I feel like this year maybe just some like tasteful white poinsettias. I think it's poinsettias. But I just don't feel like it. I already don't feel like it. And trust me, I'm already making like Pinterest boards this time of year. So that might just be what JKL does this year. And she'll come back in 2018. So, but yeah, I mean, look, the holidays can be tough. Even like summertime can be tough. I think summertime can be really tough for people who really feel like they need someone to talk to because everyone else is out there, beach ball, volleyball, ooh, summer body, beach body. Oh, I never lost that weight I wanted to. I feel like shit. I'm going to eat more Pringles and stay home, right? It's like, I feel like there's so much social acceptance around Christmas and New Year's being depressing because, you know, people see their families or somehow like it's wrapped up in romance and people think they need to be in a relationship and it's actually dark out and cold out in some parts of the world. And so, you know, I can kind of see where like we've all started to be like, yeah, it's almost funny. Like, oh yeah, this time of year depressing. But nobody talks about how tough June can be. And I'm totally serious. I remember when I graduated from college, I was like having a panic attack walking on the stage. I was like, wait, now what? I literally was like, isn't anyone going to come help me? And I guess when you're like rich and, you know, nepotism and all that, like people just do come help you. But I was like, so why aren't I an actress? Like, wait, wait, what? Like, I just didn't understand what I was supposed to do with myself. And I went and got a waitressing job the next day. I'm like, wait, why did I go to college? Like, it was so confusing. Like, wait, I could have been a waitress 4 years ago without $50,000 in debt. Like, huh, that's weird. I just paid $50,000 to be a waitress and got no training as a waitress. So that time of year can be hard because you're a student, you're leaving the nest, maybe you're a teenager, you know, going off to college for the first time. You know, maybe you didn't lose the weight you wanted to and now summer's here and you feel gross. Not that you should, but you feel bad. Or maybe you're underweight and your boobs didn't ever come in and you're 30 and you're like, what? And, you know, see a doctor about that. Or you're just like, everyone's out playing volleyball and happy because it's sunny out, but I feel terrible. I wish it was raining. You know, that could be depression. And maybe you need to go to therapy. You know I love therapy, and that's why I'm excited that we are sponsored. Once again, they love us here. They love the I Seem Funners. We are sponsored by Talkspace. It is the online therapy company that connects you with a licensed therapist that can help your ass. Now, that's not their slogan, help your ass, but I put that in there. They can't help your ass, actually. If you didn't lose that winter weight, they can't help your ass, but you don't even have to be depressed to go to therapy. That's the thing. And a lot of times people don't even know what depression is. It's not sadness. It's the absence of feeling. We're just like, no, I don't care. But again, here's the beautiful thing about therapy. It's for everything. You could even be like, I don't have any feelings, or I don't know what I'm supposed to feel about this, or I feel great, but every time I go to work, I have a conflict with this person and I need to talk it out. But there can be a lot of stigma about going to therapy and a lot of times making an appointment. Some people are even afraid to just go face to face. That's why I think it's amazing that we can use an app and a website and a smartphone and get the help we need. So here's how you do. Using the Talkspace smartphone app or the website, which is Talkspace.com, you can text and audio message your therapist as much as you want. And for a reasonable additional fee, you can have a video call as well. Now, this is only $32 a week. That I can't even. You already know it's like 3/4 less than normal face-to-face therapy that, you know, that isn't Talkspace. Okay, so you can talk about anything. And you get a special offer because you are an I Seem Funner. Go to Talkspace.com/Jen, J-E-N, or use coupon code Jen to get $30 off your first month and to show support for the podcast. Now, I know you're like, I hear this ad every week. I still haven't done it. Just go to the website. Just type in Talkspace.com. I'll wait. Talkspace.com. See? Just look at it. Just see. Just see what it's about. Bookmark it. All right. Did I even get to what I wanted to talk about this week? Probs not. All right. Did that, give it a review. Oh, at I Seem Fun Podcast on Twitter. Facebook.com/I Seem Fun Podcast. Every week I put up a fun picture or video in a description of the podcast. And you can talk to other I Seem Funners on there. I am part of the All Things Comedy Network. Very proud of that. Go to allthingscomedy.com and check out the other great podcasts. Also, send an email to iseemfun@gmail.com and we'll get maybe your email on the show. And I'm on Snapchat. Why not? Ms. Jen Kirkman, MS Jen Kirkman. And I do remember to snap, but I hate that I can't see how many followers I have. I bet if I actually can, will you let me know? I know I can per video, but that doesn't give me a sense. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't more people on my Instagram? Like I've got like hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, but Instagram is like holds and steady at 50,000. My Instagram's funnier than my Twitter, and I don't talk about politics there usually. It's just Jen Kirkman. It's just Jen Kirkman. So, how's my week been? What did I do? Oh, I had dinner in New York. All my friend Sarah, my friend Margaret, all of my friends from LA happen to be in New York like every weekend. So I'm seeing like a lot of people I know. Like people are like, "What are you up to?" And I'm like, "I'm in New York actually." And they're like, "I'll be there next week." So I've hung out with a lot of LA friends. Oh my God, that's crazy. Had dinner with Dr. Drew and his wife. Lovely man. Mired in controversy. I got to get him on the podcast. We have opposite schedules, but I wanted him to come on and talk to me about like mental health and stuff and therapy. And also all the shamans I saw that month, because he was like, no, don't do that. And so we had dinner, and he's a lovely person. And I was going through a hard time earlier this year, and he would call and check up on me all the time. Jennifer, what was the hard time? Well, I told you not to mess with that Klonopin. That's my mother listening, thinking that. And that's not what it was, mother. But he and his wife are lovely, and they're super fun. But we went to a restaurant, and I think the waiter recognized him. Obviously, didn't recognize me. And I ordered a glass of wine, and he looked at Dr. Drew like as if to be like, "Is that okay?" I'm like, "I can have wine. I'm not an alcoholic, biatch." And then the guy forgot to bring my wine. I'm like, I know this guy is tweaking because he thinks he's doing something wrong. But we were talking shit about who needs therapy and who is this and who is that. And it's really fun. I'm not going to reveal anything, but there's also nothing like hanging with a Howard Stern fan. Like, I love to talk to his wife about, like, she's into spiritual stuff, and I'll talk to Drew about, like, brain stuff. And then I'll be like, "I was on Stern today, and, like, Richard was wiping his ass with his hand." And I'm like, "You're, like, someone with a lot of degrees, and you're, like, we're laughing at, like, poop stuff," which I don't even like poop stuff, but I like it a little bit sometimes if it has to do with the Howard Stern show. Anyway, we were talking about the Kathy Griffin thing, and I won't get into their opinion. I actually don't even remember their opinion because I don't listen to people when they talk. But here's my opinion on the Kathy Griffin thing, because everybody asking me. I feel like, hang on, because I feel like I've seen people hold up pictures of someone's head. So I didn't even read any of the Kathy Griffin story. I didn't watch her apology video. All I know is she held up what was supposed to be the severed head of Donald Trump, and it was very bloody, and I actually couldn't even tell what it was. I mean, I knew it was a head. And she looked very thin in the photo, and I don't know what the photo shoot was for, but from my understanding, the photo shoot was for something else, and then at the end, the photographer was just like, "Let's play around with stuff." I'm not sure. Why would you have a bloody head of Donald Trump at the ready? I don't know. But here's the deal. On one level, it's just art. Like, not calling comedy art, it is, but I'm talking about art, like an art installation. If you saw it in a museum, right, it would be like that controversial thing of like, wasn't there like poop and pee and something to do with the Virgin Mary or Jesus? Do you know what I'm talking about? Feces, Jesus, artwork. I think it was like something made of elephant poop that was a sculpture of Jesus. I don't know, whatever. Here's the deal. Donald Trump, let's just give you the benefit of the doubt so you can keep listening. Allegedly molested a lot of women. Even they say he raped his ex-wife. He's even had a trial go away of the rape of a 13-year-old girl. So women don't love Donald Trump and what he represents. Let's say rape culture, right? So, you know, like off with his head, you know, it's kind of a thing a king says. We feel he's a king in a way with his abuses of power, with the way he sees the presidency. You know, you don't want actually someone to run it like a business because they think they're the CEO and not part of a team of people that have the same amount of power. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, presidents, we employ them, not the other way around. So I think we have to be sophisticated here. The symbolism of holding up a severed head could be many things. Okay? It could be off with his head. It could be, you know, ISIS does that. They're terrorists. Is Kathy a terrorist? Is Trump a terrorist? It's just art. It's just an artsy photo. I think it was someone trying to do an artsy photograph, trying to be really serious. It's very tempting. Trust me. You've seen all my publicity shots. They're not exactly something a comedian would have. I'm wearing like a lace dress that's falling off and I'm looking like something's wrong with me. Cause I like that. I think dramatic, you know, you're just like, sometimes you're just like, you're not really thinking about what's going out to the world. You're just like in the moment being dramatic. And it's a very dramatic thing to hold up the head of someone. I really don't think Kathy Griffin's audience is going to be charging to the streets beheading people. That's just not their style. You know, I think a lot of Kathy Griffin's audience are not the dominant people in culture. You know, gays, women, you know what I'm saying? Now, the picture came out. Now, here's where it's like, come on, Kathy. Even though I think it's just like a harmless picture that's like sort of level one arty, like not even that. Oh, what a statement. She knows that she's hated. She's a woman. She appeals to gays. She's a loudmouth. She's older. You know, those are all targets for hatred in the press. So you know that people are going to jump on her. If you're her, you know that that's going to happen. So I'm not saying, hey, lady, shut your own self up. Don't do anything. But unless there was a real need for it, I maybe would have not done it. Maybe waited until after he was kicked out of office or done it as part of a art exhibit or something, or I don't know. You know what I mean? And in our culture, if you're young and hot, it's like, ooh, I don't know. They'd probably still jump on her. And if you're old, like Joan Rivers' age when she was alive, it's like, ooh, crazy old lady. You know, she's right in the middle. No one wants to hear from anyone in their 50s. You know what I mean? It's like, what? I can't figure out what good you are in society. You're not old enough for me to call a crazy old lady and you're not fuckable anymore and you can't have kids. I mean, seriously, I'm just breaking it down. And that's how society looks at women. So there wasn't any getting away from this is what I'm saying. Do I think people need to go crazy? No. It's not a big deal. Like, we've got to have nuanced thinking, people. You know what I mean? Ted Nugent's a guy with a gun who's always talking about hurting people. Kathy's making jokes about I had dinner with a Princess Diana or whatever she's doing. It's context and nuance. I can't with the... And I just... The only reason that I would be upset with Kathy or upset if I were Kathy is like, oh, shit. I caused a distraction in the news cycle, and we really need to be focusing on the issues that we need to come together on as Americans and solving the problems of, you know, that little thing of our country being election stolen from a Russia. Never mind the election. Forget the election. It wasn't stolen. Everybody voted for Trump. They're meddling in our politics. Our president wants to leave NATO. We've left the Paris Agreement. We're doing everything that Putin wants. It's all on his checklist. He bought tampons for Putin, right? He's doing anything he can for him. You know, it'd be like if you had a roommate and you're like, I'm going to the store and you wouldn't need anything. And Putin goes, yeah, go get me some tampons. And the roommate goes, okay, cool. And I'm like, can you get me like a Diet Coke? And they're like, fuck you. No. And I'm like, okay. That's what's happening. Another great hot take politically. So that's what I think of the Kathy Griffin thing. You can be like, yeah, just because you're a liberal. But. If there's an example of an artist on the right doing something that, I don't know. It's just like, you got to be careful though. I feel like people on the right are like punching down, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if someone on the right did something, I assume it would be against like someone that's already having enough trouble as it is. I don't know. Listen, who fucking cares? I don't care. Here's the new person I can't deal with. well, yeah, Trump's going to get impeached, but Pence is worse. No, he's not. Yes, I get what you're saying. Pence, first of all, is complicit in the Russia thing. And Pence wants to, you know, he's horrible human rights violation times 10 for gays, women, everyone. I got it. Pence is not a figurehead to a bunch of angry young males in America who feel like they never got theirs. Pence did not have a reality show where he played a businessman who seemed authoritative and fired people. Okay? Pence would be a terrible policymaker, but he would not be a figurehead. And right now, Trump is literally dangerous and perhaps has dementia. So I know everyone thinks it's, I love saying hot take. I know everyone thinks it's a real hot take and you sound like a real intellectual to be like, Pence is worse, but it's shitty, just watered down intellectualism. The second thing is, if the reason Trump gets out of office is impeachment because of this Russia stuff, Pence is in on it too. There's a level, it all goes down. Pence, Paul Ryan, Sessions, Mitch McConnell, they're all involved. So that argument of Pence is worse, it doesn't matter because he's not, if he's president, it'd be for 1 second. They'll swear him in and then they'll be like, one hand on the Bible, the other one behind his back in cuffs. Like, just don't worry about it. I promise you. But no, don't believe me. I've only been right about everything since 2015 when I predicted Putin would be president. Y'all heard that? Okay, stop talking about politics. How about poetry? How about poetry? There have been some, I seem fun haiku. Okay, some people are just sending me haikus. One woman sent me a haiku about how she is mad at her sister. And I'm like, okay, that's, I'm glad you got it out in haiku form. I think haikus are actually really fucking fun. And if you guys don't know what they are, it's a poem, 575, three lines. First line is 5 syllables. Second line is 7 syllables. Third line is 5 syllables. So these are based on things I've talked about on I Seem Fun. So this guy, Mike, wrote, Starbucks frustration, millennial barista, fix my fucking drink. Beautiful. This is his second haiku based on I Seem Fun. I hate Google Docs, email documents instead. Don't tell me I'm wrong. And the last one, which is based on when I said I cried when Trump seems like he has dementia and then my teacher fell. Old man on the stairs, when he falls, I want to cry, but I still hate Trump. Mike, these are genius haikus. Okay, this is someone else. This might even be the... Okay. Hi, Jen. Love the pod and you. Especially love the shout-out to the gays in the recent episode. Did I do a the gays shout-out? That doesn't seem like me. Only because I don't have any gay fans. I'm just kidding. Bernie bros hate Jen because she doesn't back down. Read a book, you fucks. Oh, these are just appealing to my ego. If Jen threatens you by challenging you with facts, thank her. It's healthy. And this one is just for all the ladies. And for you straight guys who are weird, creepy pricks, stop. It's not cute anymore. Aw. Oh, this guy says his name is Jake from New York City. Sorry, I thought it was Mike. Where are the women poets? See, the women, actually, that one woman, she's like, my sister sucks. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't read that. What? Okay. Oh, this is fun. Oh, this is a good one. It's about the office noise sensitivity. Oh, sorry. I'm just looking around in my apartment. I might light a candle. Oh my God. Ah! I do kind of wish I could watch the news tonight, but I don't have a TV in my Airbnb. And I'm not trying to be like, I don't have a TV. I mean, I didn't really, that wasn't a factor in deciding on this place. And so I was like, well, I'm not really just gonna be sitting around watching TV anyway, but I am missing my favorite TV show right now. Dr. Barbara Persons. She's a doctor and a woman and a doctor. Women can be doctors. Where we last left Dr. Persons is, I think, at the hospital after she told a family that their husband, brother, father died, and her ex-boyfriend, perhaps fiancé, who's a pharmacist, Steve, I forget his name, was accused of stealing Valium and had the day off because he was on suspension. Steve, don't do that. Don't run up to a woman in a parking garage. It's our biggest fear. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't notice. What? Well, can I get a ride? Well, where's your car? I took the bus here. Why did you take the bus? Did the pharmacy take your car away from you? No, but the police did. What are you talking about? I did steal the Valium. I'm high right now, and I got a DUI earlier today. What? Get over here. I should not give you a... Just get in this car. Get in the car. Okay, go around on my side. Okay, listen to me, Steve. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Well, I just took one day because I was stressed out. Well, okay, listen, I understand that people might take a Valium if they're stressed out, but did you have a prescription or did you steal the one? Because even stealing one is a problem. I don't know why we're talking. We need to just start driving. Steve, stop opening and shutting the door. It's making me so nervous here. I'm trying to back up. Okay, Steve, I don't want to sit here with... Do you have the drugs on you? You have the drugs on... Steve... I hate when you just nod your head at me. Steve. I still don't remember if this is a sitcom or a dramedy or a drama or one of those shows that wins for best comedy every year, even though it's never been funny. I don't know what kind of show this is, so I'm not sure what kind of reaction to have. Why won't the network tell us what kind of show this is?
Well, why are you crying, Barbara? Let's say it is a drama.
I'm crying because I love you, and I don't want you to be on Valium. And if you are, I don't want it to be stolen, because I want a man who can afford his own Valium.
Why? You have a job.
I know I have a job, but as I said in the last episode, I have $400 million in student loan debt, and I also just, would like to be taken out to dinner sometime.
I'll take you to dinner.
But when you're high as a kite... Now, I want you to throw that Valium out the window.
No, I want you to return it to the pharmacy. I can't. They can't take back anything that's been opened.
Okay, then throw it out the window. Come on. Thank you. Oh, my God. Is that the cops pulling us over? Is that the cops pulling us over, Steve?
Maybe it's not you. Maybe they're trying to get... around you. You should just speed up.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right. Let me just step on in here. Wait a minute. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they're chasing me.
No, I don't think so. Go faster.
I don't think so. I think they're chasing us. I mean, they could go around us. I've never driven this fast before. I'm going 45 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. This is unreal. I'm pulling over. Just be quiet. Don't you say anything. Hello, officer.
Hi, do you know why I pulled you over?
I think because... funny story. I'm Dr. Barbara Persons. I'm a doctor and a woman. Women can be doctors. I was driving faster to actually let you get out of the way, which I guess makes no sense. I should have just pulled over and let you pass me. But I was all kerfuffled. You know, I'm here with my fiance, Steve. He's a mathematician. And, ma'am, if you were going to, this doesn't make any sense. Oh, okay. Well, why did you pull me over, officer? You were pulling me over before I started driving fast? Yes, ma'am. I saw something thrown out the right side of the window. Now, littering is a big fine here. Oh, littering. Oh, you know, I am just such a focused driver. I don't even notice what's going on in the seat. Steve, did you throw something out the window? Did you do that thing where you're picking fuzz off your sweater and throw it out the window again? He loves to throw fuzz up. Ma'am, this was a lot bigger than fuzz. This was about the size of, I'd say a pill container. Steve, did you throw a piece of fuzz the size of a pill container out the window? Say yes. Yeah, I did. Sorry about that. Ma'am, I'm not trying to call you a liar, but he's not even wearing a sweater. That's how much fuzz he picked off of it. It's like he threw an entire sweater out the window. I can't take the pressure. He's a Valium addict, and that was stolen Valium, and he threw it out the window. Officer, take him, not me. Is that true, sir? No. Steve. Ow. Yes, it's true. Okay, sir, come with me.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry. I guess I just don't really love you.
Ma'am, you have a nice day.
Thank you, officer.
Whew. I need a drink. I can't be seen out drinking at some pub. I'm a doctor and a woman. Guess I'll just go home. I think I have a bottle of wine from last year's New Year's party. Someone brought it over. Don't worry. I went to bed right on time. I didn't have surgery in the morning, but I have my pager on me, and just in case somebody needs surgery, I always make sure that I'm not hungover. So I just want everyone to know that you can always call me, and I will always perform surgery. Oh, let me just... It's so good to be home. Unlock the door here. Oh. Whew. Get myself a glass. Wow, I've been through so much with Steven. You know? I mean, who would have thought that a pharmacist would steal Valium from a pharmacy? Steve was always uncreative that way. I mean, he could have at least stolen it from... Don't you feel like crying? He could have stolen it from an old lady, you know? He could have done Meals on Wheels and went to a woman's home and stole her Valium. He's always been so obvious. Where did this music come from? In my lonely room. And no living. Can't a woman have a glass of wine alone after the police, after she finds out that their ex-fiancé is a Valium stealer and she almost got arrested? I can't have a glass of wine without some sappy 1960s soul song playing. God. Oh my God. Stop it! The network just called. While that music was blaring, the network called on it. It's transcribed as a memo on my voicemail. They said this shows up for an Emmy this year. I guess it is a comedy. There's never been one laugh, which I think is going to give it a really good chance of getting an Emmy. Just picture me looking off into the distance. Don't you feel like crying? I sort of smile. Don't you feel like a crack. I do a little dance in the mirror with my wine. I laugh in that ain't life a trip. I sit on the bed. I laugh hysterically for no reason. Series finale. No, season finale. Season finale. I know, I just sort of not series finale. Season finale. Dear God. Well, I was going to end the episode with reading some emails, but I think we all know nothing can top that. Until next week, have fun.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.